Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Evan.
North Dakota's next governor? That's the big question we take to the airwaves with today. And I don't think my opinion matters, or newspaper reporters matters, or bloggers, or columnists, or anybody else. I'm most interested in what the good people of North Dakota, who will go to the polls and make that decision, whom the governor works for, think will be the next governor. Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to another edition of What's on Your Mind. And if you're at all politically inclined, it would have to be today some pondering about the current governor, about his decision not to run, and about who the next governor will be. Who should it be? You can tell us today. You can phone up the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You want to text your, guess is probably the best word at this point, right? Or suggestion. If you want to encourage someone to run.
I was going
to
say a request.
Yeah, your request. You could also text your request.
Text the request line, everybody.
And no REO Speedwagon won't work today. We're looking for your guest, your text request on who ought to be governor.
REO Speedwagon, huh?
Well, I was saying text request like they're going to request the song. Of,
yes.
You know.
I was a surprise you picked them, that's all.
Loverboy, is that better for you?
That sounds more like what you'd be texting for, yeah.
How about bread?
A bread?
A little bit for you? If bread. Yes, please play if and bread.
Yeah. You want if from bread. Okay.
Baby, I'm going to launch you. Yeah. That was quick. Very quick.
Instant request.
I actually love that.
Yeah. I wonder if K-Fire did that back in the day, you know? It's time for instant request. You ask where we play it right away on the Big 550. Or whatever they would have said. Or the Big 555 they would have said back then. Remember, always talk to the Post. That's the other thing. Anyway.
Is that David Gates?
Oh. Yeah, it's bread. It's bread. If it's the song you asked for.
No, I know.
Okay,
but
now
just...
that's the radio guy's nemesis. Somebody asks for a song, and then you play the song right away. And what song is that?
I knew it was the song you asked for, crying out loud. I knew it was the song I asked for.
Oh, okay. Right.
I knew it was bread.
You didn't know
I was
David
asking
Gates
you a follow up
or...
question to say, you know, did he do all the lead vocals for bread? Was every bread song?
He was bread.
He was, huh? I hope he still has some bread. He don't see him at the casinos anymore, so I don't know if they've hung it
well,
up.
Well, he wrote tons of big songs. I don't think he needs to live check to check.
Todd and I are very dangerous together because we can go down a lot of rabbit trails in a hurry. Show's going off the rails.
Hey, two people want to know about Drew Wrigley.
All right. So there's one. I have a lot of thoughts on this. And there's some speculation going on about, Rob Port of the Same Thing blog had a headline saying, do we have a possible Donald Trump entering the governor's race? Who do you think that might be? We're going to talk a little bit about that. And Mike Jacobs, longtime publisher and editor of the Grand Forks Herald, he's weighing in. Put a post up early this morning. So a lot of folks, but those are the usual suspects, right? I want to know what you're thinking on who you'd like, on who you think it'll be, and whether or not you're surprised. I'm not surprised, and I know that that surprises some people that I'm not surprised. In fact, I think Rob Port's line was, anybody that tells you they are not surprised by Governor Dalrymple's decision is lying. Well, I'm not lying, and I'm not surprised.
Why does he say that?
I don't know. I think he thinks, most pundits think, and that is that if you're governor and you can run again, you will run again. That's the norm, right? I didn't read Jack that way.
Ever heard the phrase going out on top? I mean, where do you take the state from here?
I know people close to him, and my tea leaves were suggesting that there was an effort to maybe look interested, politically being the right thing to do, but not necessarily wanting to do it. So he played that part pretty well all summer by saying, we're thinking about this. And when he was asked about this, he would make a comment, something to the effect of, you know, Betsy and I are thinking about it. We're going to take the summer, and we'll let everybody know in plenty of time. In fact, one time after he said that, he said, don't read too much into that. Well, I read a lot into it, because to me it said, if he's saying, we're thinking about it, and we'll let everybody know in plenty of time, it means we'll let you know so you can run if you want to. So that's why I'm not surprised. But that doesn't really matter. The question now is, with all due respect to Governor Dalrymple and First Lady Betsy, what now? Who now? Who's it going to be? And that's obviously where our attention will focus. So let's go there. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, doing a lot of good work out there. You can find out more about them at ndfb.org, ndfb.org. I was thinking the other day about, this has been a few years now, but animal activists, who are always animal activists, but in this case, they started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our state. And one organization said, we're gonna step up to the plate. We're going to do something about it based on our principles. And that was the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And stood up for farmers and ranchers and initiated that constitutional amendment that safeguarded modern farming and ranching practices. And North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And by the way, the measure passed with more than 70% approval from the North Dakota voters. I think of Measure 5 and the horrific damage that could have done to the state's finances and everything else. North Dakota Farm Bureau was a leader, said this is bad, stood up strongly as a voice for conservation and for agriculture, but saying Measure 5 is the wrong way to go, overwhelmingly defeated. So that's leadership. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau being the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. They're all about limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. I am live today at the Shanley High School. Most of North Dakotans know Shanley High School because Shanley has competed mightily.
You went back to school today?
I did, yeah.
Are you going to learn something this time?
Well, Lord knows I need it, right? So actually, my primary mission here, in addition to schooling up, Todd, was to embarrass two girls, one a junior and one a seventh grader, who happened to be members of the Hinnon family. And I thought I would try and embarrass them, you know, just by being here. And it's working pretty good. I had the great pleasure of having Hannah, a junior, walk by a few times and just sort of do everything in her power not to even look this way. Do you know that look? You know, as a dad, you know that look, right? When your daughter was
a daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. They really have the look, right? The look. So anyway, we're here today. I'm also on a mission trying to get some of these kids to talk about being here. For me, this is a bit of a give back. I'm here to tell you about a great school. I'm here to celebrate great education. And, you know, there's a lot of good schools in North Dakota. We are blessed. There's no doubt about it. In every corner, you can find some good ones. I'm a little biased because our kids have been in this school system, the John Paul II schools, literally kindergarten on up. And now one graduated and off to UND as a sophomore this year, and two more here. But it's a great school. It really is. And, you know, they started the day with a prayer. That doesn't happen in every school. In fact, you can go to jail doing that in some schools, right? So that in and of itself makes this school unique, and I appreciate that very much, in addition to the great learning and the great service that they provide and they take on as students to, you know, try and impact their world. So that's why I'm here today, and we'll tell you a little bit about that as we go. Pete Hannabit will be here, North Dakota Director of Public Policy for the Farm Bureau. Talk about the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule. That's a dangerous one, so a lot of stuff to cover today. First, let's start just on who you think ought to be governor, who should run for governor, and what you're thinking about Governor Dalrymple's announcement yesterday. Tell me what's on your mind. We'll start with Tim in Bismarck at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Great. I would say Todd Mitchell, but seriously, I got
that's Tim. Oh my God! Don't say that.
No, seriously, who I really think would be a good person that could run, proven leadership already, is General Dave Spurn Fanatic. He's been through a lot of different things with the past governors, Hovind, Dalrymple. I mean, the guy is a proven leader. If we could get him to run, that would be the best thing, I think, for our state.
All right, we're going to start a list here. Now, do you have any indication that General Spitzenatyk would have an interest in politics? Obviously, he's got quite a service in the military, and he's served the state of North Dakota in a number of capacities.
I don't know,
done it well, but, you know, any indication that he's thinking about putting his name on a ballot somewhere?
I don't know if he has any. I don't have any indication, but I know his wife, Connie, has ran, and she was the head of the League of Cities for quite some time, and I just felt that he would be a great choice for our state. I mean, he's been through a lot. He's a proven leader. You know, hey, sometimes it just takes a little bit of prodding and maybe he'll do it, you know.
You bet. Appreciate the suggestion, Tim, and the call. That's what we're looking for today. A prediction, if you will, on who will be the next governor and a suggestion on who should run. Let us know. And who could be the Donald Trump of the gubernatorial race? Would that work? Let's talk about it on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's On Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. NDSU is going for a fifth straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors.
Shields, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center.
Toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning four straight national titles, and this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN.
And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyer Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru.
That's the What's On Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana.
Our special broadcast brought to you by Hanson Rumsfeld Funeral Home, by Mainstay Suites of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage.
That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's On Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Answering your question this morning, good morning, I'm on the road. I think Drew Wrigley would be a great, great governor. He's been Senate governor, attorney. I've actually had supper with him and his wife. I've known his family. They're just all around good folks. I think he'd be an outstanding governor. And then I wanted to give you some accolades. I've actually tried your iCitizen app. That is fantastic. And that Newsmax, that was really cool to be able to stream and watch Ted Cruz last night on that channel. That is those are two things I've heard on your radio station. I figured it's fantastic ways for those of us who want to try to be informed, get informed. Thanks, John. Have a good day.
Well, appreciate the call very much, and your support of our sponsors and advertisers is extraordinarily important to the ongoing operation of this show and having a voice, so we appreciate it. I can't tell you how many people come up to me wherever and say, "My pillow is the best," and you're calling about the iCitizen app is a prime example of that. So really appreciate that. Speaking of My Pillow, by the way, you know the most important thing to your health is your sleep. Think about that. What's more important than your health? Hard to argue anything's more important than your health, because without that, you have, how can you accomplish anything else, right? Very important to have your health. And your sleep, very important to that. So what's the most important thing to your sleep? Well, of course, it's your pillow. And that's why MyPillow has been selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, they have a great two-for-one deal going for our listeners right now. The classic pillow is two-for-one, savings of 50% when you call the special number they have for our listeners at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott is another way to do that. Just MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And the secret sauce of this pillow, there's actually no sauce in the pillow. That'd be a little messy. But it's a phrase that I use to say what makes this pillow special.
Right? Why don't you just say that?
I should have. The patented interlocking fill. So what that means is the fill is designed to adjust to you and how you sleep. So if you're on your side, you're on your back, you're on your stomach, it says, I'll adjust to you. Plus, it's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. It stays cool, so you don't have to toss and turn. Comes with a 10-year warranty, so really, you think about how long this pillow is going to last. We're talking pennies a night for your sleep. It just will not go flat. And it has a 60-night money-back guarantee, so you can try it. It's just as simple as that. So, MyPillow.com. Check it out. We are at Shanley High School, as I mentioned today, for the first day of school. And here's the first student that has agreed to chat with us on the air today. What's your name? I can't hear you.
Haley Hennon.
Oh, Haley Hennon. Did you hear that, Todd? It's Haley Hennon.
There's a shocker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the youngest member of the Hennon family. How are you, Haley?
I'm good.
How's the first day of school going?
Good.
You liking?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you came with a... Time for an announcement.
Yeah, I have to go.
What are they saying there? Instead of your period 2 class, what are you going to do?
Go to Mass.
You're going to Mass. That's right. Yeah. Right here at the Catholic school that you do. Yep. You go to Mass, right?
Yep.
This is like an all-school Mass for the first day of school?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Will the bishop be there?
Maybe.
Wow. Now, what's on your foot?
The boot thing.
It's like a cast.
Cast.
Yeah. So how many people have asked you already this morning, Haley, what happened?
3,502.
How are you handling that?
Have you explained to them?
Do you feel like you want to wear a sign or something?
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of don't blame you. All right. Do you like school?
Yeah, I love school.
Do you like this school?
Yeah.
What do you like most about this school?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, there has to be something you like.
I like everything.
You like everything?
Yeah.
Do you like being a deacon?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be a deacon?
To be inspiring excellence through faith, through learning, through service.
Wow. Got that down. Well, you have fun at Mass.
All right. See you later.
Thanks for stopping by and saying hi.
All right.
We welcome other kids to come by and say hi as well. They're zooming out the door right now. But all right. 24 past the hour. Another call that came in on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline during the break. Roll that one, Todd, if you will.
Yeah, with Governor Dalrymple retiring, I see that there is mention of a Governor Sinner, a George Sinner might be interested. Well, Governor Sinner might be all right if we can be assured that in 4 years there would be a Governor Schaefer who might clean up the mess. That's the thought. Have a good day.
All right, I'm keeping a running list of suggestions here from the audience, but I don't think that was a serious vote of support for George Sinner. What do you think, Todd?
I think it was a big vote of support for a Governor Schaefer, though. But yes,
that's true.
There may have been some sarcasm there after that.
And that caller remembers the history quite well, because it was a mess. If you go back and look at where the state was at, wow. So Well, I'll just leave it at that. Your suggestions or predictions, welcome today on the program. We want your take on this. Charles in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Well, I just wanted to say that I think Drew Wrigley is a very poor choice. Drew's been a part of this biggest tax and spend, big government, in the history of North Dakota. We're spending, 280% growth since the 2003-2005 biennium. And Drew was a part of this prosecuting this Susan Bella. He needs to answer as to how they railroaded this lady and took a $100 million charity simulcast business away from her and put her in prison. Now they owe her $15 million. And all Drew and them, I can't comment on it. So I just think he'd be a very poor choice.
All right, for a couple of reasons there. Who would be your pick of... Oh, Charles is gone. I think Charles might have a little...
Doesn't say we'd love to know who you'd want for governor and not just who you don't want, but...
Might have a beef on a particular situation and that's
sure.
Clouding his judgment, which is fine. But
yeah.
Who is your candidate and who will be governor? Tell us. Ed and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering if any of the candidates running for president have had anything to say about energy in the country, particularly Trump,
Yeah, I haven't heard much on Trump. A while ago, he was blaming OPEC, but didn't have much in the way of details there. Rick Santorum has a pretty good history on energy stuff, just because he spent a lot of time in his last presidential run talking about it.
Fossil fuels, concerns us. I guess that's what I was kind of thinking of. So,
yeah,
I'm curious about it.
No, I mean, I think you're right to ask. I mean, Mitt Romney, to his credit, I think had a pretty good plan there to use energy development as a way to help put some fuel behind the economy, no pun intended,
Yeah.
And
yeah, I hear you.
I'd like to hear more of them do the same thing. Have you got a pick in this governor's race, Ed?
Oh, no, not yet. I'm going to see who surfaces and then support one of them, I guess. So there's some good people out there. They just got to decide if they're going to do it or not. It's a big commitment.
Yeah, that's not something you just real quickly say, I'm doing this, right? Yeah, there's a lot of work behind this. There's a lot of sacrifice that you put your family through.
There's a couple of representatives from Minot I wouldn't mind seeing, but that's because I'm from Minot, I guess. I know them a little bit better.
There you go. Well, we had one governor from Minot. It's happened before, so it could happen again. Appreciate the call, Ed.
Yep, have a good day.
You bet. Take care. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Give me your take on the news yesterday that Governor Jack Dalrymple will not seek re-election. Who will it be? Who should it be? Let us know.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4 for $4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for $5. There's great grab-and-go specials too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Daily Express mini donuts, chocolate powder, or Crunch, 99 cents. Sour Punch Candy, 59 cents. Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA Work Gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji, from Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before the top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Glad you entrust us with your precious time, whether you're out there on the combine or behind the wheel of a car or truck somewhere or at your kitchen table or at the office or listening online. However you tune in this program, we appreciate it very much. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It is much appreciated. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Apache Sprayers. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer right here in North Dakota, South Dakota. And I tell you what, the 2016s are in right now, and they are looking sharp. They just keep outdoing themselves. This is a great sprayer. It really is. Has the best warranty in the business because of the dependability. There's just no breakdowns. And that light footprint is really a big help in many and many a growing season. So deep discounts on the 2015s right now. The 2016s are in, and there's low-interest financing, too. They have the ET Ag Center, so any parts you need throughout harvest season, they got you covered. HighPlainsApache.com online, or stop and see them across from Bonanza East Side Court in Mandan, or exit 60 south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60 at Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Let's see here. A lot of texts we're getting in here. Leon Francis for governor, says one of our listeners. Leon,
I can handle that.
Leon would be fun, wouldn't he?
He would be fun.
Leon is a rock-solid conservative and head of the Tea Party Coalition in North Dakota.
And not afraid to speak his mind.
That's right. Drew Wrigley would be great, says another texter. No more rhinos who support Common Core, please. All right. Another texter says Ryan Taylor. Ryan Taylor, of course, a Democratic candidate that lost to Governor Delmarva last go-around. Now a federal official. But Ryan Taylor mentioned, not surprisingly, although, I mean, it's hard to see politically a big wind at the back for Democrats with Ryan Taylor given the last go-round, right? Another says, let's see here. Let's nuke the good old boy club with a not-career politician. All right.
Which is one of the things that's made Donald Trump so popular right now is he's not one. The combination of somebody who's not a career politician and somebody who just speaks his mind. And, of course, you're Donald Trump. What? Who's going to hurt Donald Trump with what? You know, he can do it, whereas most people really can't.
Here's a off-air call with a suggestion of someone that is not a career politician. Go ahead and roll that down.
Nancy Schaefer for governor.
I love the economy of words there from that listener. Just, I mean, you know, get right down to it and just tell us exactly what you're thinking, right? Very well done. Very well done. Nancy Schaefer's name has been mentioned before for governor, and she was first lady, but to my office never run for elective office. I've been a valuable member of a number of boards, good citizen. All right, we're going to add Nancy to the list. there is a candidate that, as I mentioned earlier, Rob Port was saying. Here's the headline. Did the North Dakota governor's race just get its very own Donald Trump candidate? Who is that? There'd be somebody in our audience that actually reads a newspaper, isn't there? Or is nobody reading newspapers anymore? I guess you could have read it in the Fargo Forum. You could have read it in the Bismarck Tribune or some of the other papers. And online at the Same Thing blog. 800-228-0550. Trying to get you in the game here today, folks. I could make it easy for you, but it's just much more fun to, you know, go that route. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. By the way, speaking of Cloverdale, the Big Flavor Tour is heading for Moorhead at a brand new Hornbacher's location on Friday. And when they roll in with that Big Flavor truck, you ought to just hone in and put your GPS wherever that thing is at, because the Cloverdale goods just come flying off the shelves. You're going to love it. So stop by for some free Cloverdale products at Hornbacher's. 2 until 6 Friday, the new Moorhead location of Hornbacher's. Okay? Mark that on your calendar. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your emails, and your text welcome to Todd at 701-226-8503. Here's a couple more texts, and we're getting lots of off-air calls, too. Let's see, not Ryan Taylor. The empty hat slogan would be back, he'd lose. Okay? Jim in Wishick thinks he knows who the Donald Trump of North Dakota might be. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
I think Doug Burgum from Fargo.
That's the one. Yep, Doug is being mentioned in a couple of articles today because he was asked would he be interested, and he said he would not rule out a run. He also said something rather interesting. He said he would consider running as an independent, which surprises me a bit. What are your thoughts, Jim, on a Doug Burgum candidacy?
I think it'd be okay. I really don't know a lot about what he knows about politics and stuff like that, but I think that, you know, he's been a very successful businessman. You know, he's head of the Kilbourne Group, and I think he would be, you know, guy to look at.
And for those that don't know, Doug was a successful entrepreneur, started Great Plains Software with some family members, and that did well. That ultimately sold to Microsoft, and Doug went on to be a high-ranking official with Microsoft, and stepped off the treadmill there to come back to Fargo and be part of something called Arthur Ventures, which, again, is some family members are involved in and invest in startups. He has led a healthcare company for a time. I think he's done with that now, maybe stays on their board, and also has the Kilbourne Group, which is investing in development in downtown Fargo. So Fargo guy, without question. No political experience. But I don't know, again, does that matter? I will say this. I think flirting with the idea of being an independent candidate for governor is not going to endear him to many Republicans. You know, I don't know that that's going to go over real well. Because quite honestly, if Doug Burgum said, I'm going to run, and I'm going to run as an independent, you give the Democrat a better chance of winning and peeling off votes from Republicans. So in my view, if Doug Burgum wants to be governor of North Dakota at some point, the worst thing he could do would be run for independent this time. Probably lose. Mostly because just North Dakotans aren't independent. Right? I mean, North Dakota Republicans are not independents. And the few that I know that might lean that way are sort of libertarians. And they wouldn't be in the same camp with Doug. And Doug's socially, I think, liberal as well, which is not going to play well outside of the valley. So I don't know. There's some political challenges there to his run. But I'm actually curious, Castleton West, what people think, because I think Castleton East folks know Doug Burgum, but I don't know others whether others do or what you do know of them and whether you think that'd be a good idea. 800-228-0550. Love getting your take on this, folks. It's the big political story of the day. So opine a little on what your thoughts are on Governor Jack stepping down and not seeking reelection and who it might be and who you want to see run. Chad and Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind?
Scott Hammond.
Say that again, Chad.
Scott Hammond. You.
That's my name, you, yes.
You know everybody. You're great. You have a great attitude about it. Why not you?
Well, that's very kind of you, but you know, I really don't desire to seek elected office. I don't know. I just think there's so many constraints. I'm more of a private sector kind of guy.
But you also understand what goes on out there. You started out at KCNN and Grand Forks, and you've owned your own businesses. You know what it takes to run a business. Why not be the governor?
Because you have to want to, right? You have to want to and really desire it. And I just am not a political animal. I don't, you know, I love people. I love that part of politics. I love, you know, that's the best part of this show is just talking to folks every day about whatever's on their mind. I love that part of it. So I wouldn't mind that. I just don't know that I'd want to, I don't know, go in there into the sea of egos and try and.
Texter says, Scott, tell Scott the power should be given to those who wanted the least. And I've heard that expression before. That's a great point.
Doesn't usually work out that way, does it? But yeah, that'd be a good theory. But it's very kind of you, Chad. Very kind of you, for sure. But this is going to be I would guess the next governor of North Dakota is going to be somebody that's well known, that has been on the ballot before, and you know, is sort of heir apparent, for lack of a better term. You know, just you know, the sort of obvious candidates out there would be my guess. And by the way, I think we have a roster of great ones. Kevin Cramer would be a great governor. He's, you know, done a lot. North Dakota knows now. I think he loves what he's doing in Washington, D.C., so I don't think he'd necessarily have the desire to step away from that. And obviously he's, in very short time frame, made a mark, you know, Energy and Commerce Committee now, which is a huge honor. And, you know, so I think he's maneuvering that minefield very well, so probably wouldn't want to be there. I can think of a handful of legislators who've come out of the business world that would be great as well. But I don't know that now's the time for a candidate like that. In my mind, it's going to be someone, you know, rather formidable. You know, some folks suggesting Heidi Heitkamp will not run. I happen to think Heidi Heitkamp's consumed with being governor. Consumed. I think after her loss in 2000, I think it's just something that she hasn't necessarily settled that score. So I would think, and it can't be fun in the minority. You know, even though you're in a storied body like the U.S. Senate, to be so, I wouldn't count her out on the Democratic side. And the Republican side, I really think you're probably talking between Drew Wrigley and Wayne Sentum here. You know, which one of those two are ultimately going to seek it. I don't know that you'd go much farther than that. That's just my take, but I'm much more interested in yours. Dave and Minot, how about you? What do you think?
Okay, I was thinking of Kathy Nesbitt from Tioga. She's got the oil experience. She's on the higher board of education now, or what, does her husband and the family do a little farming or whatever? So she's kind of multifaceted.
No, I mean, there is no finer citizen of this great state than that woman. Kathy Nesbitt is fantastic, and her company is world-class. You're right. Her and her late husband ran that farm in the lean years and did well. And obviously, NESA Consulting Services does well. And this woman is on, like, a regional board for the Federal Reserve. She's on the president of the Board of Higher Ed, in addition to running her company and, you know, leadership in the Petroleum Council. No, she'd be great. Not sure she'd want to enter the political fray as well, but good suggestion, Dave. Appreciate the call. Thanks a ton. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, valleyimports.com. valleyimports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us tomorrow, by the way, on the program, talking more about his decision to not seek re-election next year. Our question today, who would you like to see be our next governor, and who do you think it'll be? Really kind of two different questions, right? Who's going to get it, and who ought to consider it? Talking about both today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're leaving later this week for Missoula, Montana. The Bison Drive for Five begins, and should be great fun. Friday's broadcast will come to you live from Missoula. And brought to you by our friends at Discovery Benefits, one of the fastest-growing companies in America, now with more than 500 employees strong, continue to get the best place to work designations by many entities, including the Business Insurance Magazine, 5 straight years. DiscoveryBenefits.com. Click on careers to check that out. Also brought to you by Shields, from Friday Night Lights to crisp weekend afternoons. Here's to football and to the players who make it great. Good luck to the NDSU Bison this season from everyone at Shields. Gate City Bank, odor and mold medicine. StopSmellNow.com to find out more about them. That stuff is the best. StopSmellNow.com from Odor and Mold Medicine, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Catalyst Medical Center, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, best pie on the Northern Plains. No doubt about that. Homeowners of Financial Group, Muscatel Subaru, Hanson Runsfold Funeral Home, Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oilfield Services, Mainstay Suites Tioga, and Inland Home Mortgage. I'll bring in your special broadcast from Missoula for the Bison. Back to the phones. Clark in Fargo, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Interesting conversation, interesting question. My nomination or recommendation today would be Howard Dahl. They represent business community here in town. He knows pretty near everybody in the country and has had dinner with most of the folks. They're well acquainted with international trade, and his grandson, E.G. Melrow, longtime North Dakota business principal and all-around nice guy.
I agree with everything you said there, Clark. What a quiet leader, isn't he? I mean, not the kind of guy.
He is a supreme gentleman. Yep.
Right.
I've enjoyed our neighbor Jack Dalrymple being in government. He also is a quiet leader, but here we go. The day's ahead. Thanks so much.
Exactly right. Interesting that a few of the suggestions today are from people that have never been in politics before, you know, that are just leaders. Maybe that says something about our just desire to pivot a little bit from the usual suspects. I don't know. It's interesting, though. A few of the suggestions today have been out of that camp. I mean, Kathy Nassett earlier as an example, or General Spitzenhattick earlier, and, you know, Nancy Schaefer. So they continue to come in. And by the way, Republican or Democrat, you're welcome to throw your suggestions in here on who it will be and who might be considering it. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today for you to tell us on your thoughts on the governor's decision to not seek re-election, on who will run and who should run and who it might be. Let's see here. We have emails and texts in as well. No lawyers for governor. All right. I'll bet you a dollar the current president of UND tries to slip into the governor's office. I don't think that would happen. That would be the single worst political decision in the history of mankind. Let's see here. Oh, I'm sorry. John says, Scott, do you suppose with Governor Dalrymple leaving, now it gives Heidi a shot at the governor, then she can vote yes on the Iran deal without the political ramifications. When the Iran deal falls apart, those who voted yes will have a bill to pay. John from Carrington. Well, I think actually I'm guessing that Senator Heitkamp is going to vote with the president on Iran. I don't think that'll play well politically. They're doing a lot of polling and a lot of testing in the state right now, so she is, you know, getting political data on how much that decision would cost her, would be my guess. If it isn't her polling, it's people friendly to her. But her vote against the effort to defund Planned Parenthood, combined with the vote with the president on Iran, to me would be politically dumb and certainly not something she would do if she's planning on running for governor, because that announcement would have to come in the next 2 to 3 months, right? And it'll be too close to those votes to remember it, for us to forget it, rather. We'll remember that. If you're running for re-election for the Senate and you've got all that time, You can roll the dice and think you'll have a little time to explain away those particular votes. But, you know, to me, the Planned Parenthood vote was one of the most politically stupid things Heidi Heitkamp's ever done. I mean, after those videos come out, and I can't find somebody not outraged, right? You can find some people silent about it because it's like, well, how do I defend that? I can't defend it, so they'll just go dark on it. But the vast majority of people are outraged about it. And if that isn't enough to say, whoa, they shouldn't have dollars. And then she made some crazy remark about it being researched. Like, oh, my Lord, as if you can do, can't do research some other more ethical way than, hey, how much do I get for a brain? to ship it on over there. I mean, so that was a political blunder in my estimation by her. And Iran would double down on that, probably mean she's not running. All right, more of your take when we continue. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's a back-to-school bash at Gate City Bank. On Friday, August 28th, visit your neighborhood Gate City Bank to open a totally free checking account and receive a free gift. Plus, with a Gate City Bank ATM and check card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Just as tempting? Join us for refreshments, prizes, and special one-day offers. It's a back-to-school bash on Friday, August 28th at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.